now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Check of Sports on this Wednesday, May the 11th. With the 2022 Kansas City Chiefs schedule set to be released tomorrow evening, single game and group tickets for all home games at Arrowhead Stadium will go on sale Friday. Tickets may be purchased at Chiefs.com by the public beginning at 11 a.m. Friday. Season ticket members will have an exclusive online presale beginning Friday at 10 a.m. The club will notify season ticket members via email with instructions on how to purchase single game tickets in addition to their season tickets. St. Louis Cardinals hosted the Baltimore Orioles last night. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and last night the Cardinals just couldn't get much going against Kyle Bradish. He earned his first major league win going 7 innings, striking out 11, but the Cardinals had what represented the winning run at the plate when Tyler O'Neill struck out, and Baltimore won 5-3.
Cardinals gave him a finish, and that's what you hope. There was a couple of firsts in the game. Harrison Bader, the first inside the park home run for a Cardinal at Busch Stadium 3. Brendan Donovan got his first major league home run, and it was also the first appearance in the big leagues for Kramer Robertson, who pinch ran in the ninth inning, but the Cardinals couldn't get him across.
It was a first major league win for Bradish and a first major league save for Felix Bautista, who threw a pitch at 102 miles an hour during the sequence when O'Neill struck out. But the Cardinals gave him a finish.
Yeah, the pitching is really good for Baltimore, and we saw a lot of it yesterday. Bradish was outstanding, and again, 102 miles an hour in the ninth was pretty good also.
Miles Michaelis will be on the mound tonight, and we're on the air at 5:50.
It's the Cardinals and the Orioles again tonight. Pregame 5:50, first pitch 6:35, all on KUKU and KWPM. The Willow Springs Men's Golf League will start Thursday, May 12th at 5:30. The league will continue to be a two-person, nine-hole scramble. Members and non-members are welcome to play in the Thursday night Men's League at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagneau Municipal Golf Course. MSU West Plains Grizzlies softball team will host a skills camp May 18th through the 20th at the Richard Sports Complex in West Plains. The camp will be held from 3 to 6 p.m. each day. MSU West Plains students, as well as 2022-23 area high school juniors and seniors, can also take part. Pre-registration is required. Those who register by May 11th will pay a discounted $75 camp fee. Those who register after May 11th will be charged the full $100 camp fee. For more information about the camp, contact Coach Long at 417-372-1368, Marshall at 417-274-3394, or Coach Cooley at 417-293-4146.
The St. Louis Blues were on the ice in Game 5 of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs versus the Minnesota Wild, and Vladimir Tarasenko scored a natural hat trick in the third period for the St. Louis Blues, who pulled away for a 5-2 win against the Minnesota Wild in Game 5 of the Western Conference first round. Game 6 is Thursday, pregame 8 p.m., puck drop 8:30, all on Q94. And that's a check of sports.